I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We have an update on the plot to kill the IN Network director in Turkey. Word of it led to the arrests of several Ergenekon members, that's members of a terrorist group bent on destabilizing the government. Rodi Rodehaver says their staff member is under 24-hour guard.
Our staff person continues to have a bodyguard, as well as there is other types of surveillance that the police are using to protect both him and his family.
It won't stop gospel work, but it has taken an emotional toll.
You always have to ask the question, what will happen if? And I think that makes doing ministry, being a Christian, it puts an extra edge on everything you do. And they will continue to do their ministry, but the emotional impact of this is can't be denied.
Next, hundreds have come to faith in Christ since the 2010 earthquake, but Haiti may be facing a greater revival. Robert Ulisse, a pastor in Northwest Haiti, says he and others have created a spiritual warfare campaign,
which has the objective of reclaiming this area for God and publicly renounce the practices that are happening.
Voodoo has deep roots in Haiti. This is keeping the country from Christ. Throughout the campaign,
we want people to turn away from voodoo and come to God.
Revival could be extreme, so pray
for God to manifest clearly his power through this spiritual warfare campaign, that people in the region, especially the voodoo priests, people who are deeply involved in voodoo, they will know that there is a greater power.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.